From the studios of Books in Motion, this is Reed McCollum, reading Death is a Cabaret by Deborah Morgan. Now let's begin with Death is a Cabaret. Prologue. Cabaret sets. Cabaret set is a term used for 18th century tea or coffee services, usually made of porcelain, and including a teapot, coffee pot, sugar bowl, creamer, cup and saucer, and tray. A service for one person was called a solitaire. A tete-a-tete was used for two. Breakfast services were sometimes termed déjeuner. Some were in fitted cases, which were at times as elaborate and costly as the sets themselves. The specific cabaret set Jeff Talbot is pursuing in this novel is a result of the author's imagination. To her knowledge, no such set was commissioned by Napoleon. He did, however, commission many items from the Sèvres Royal Porcelain Factory during his reign as French emperor, and at his hands a treasured set played an important role in history. Following the victories of the Italian campaign while negotiating peace with the envoys of Emperor Francis II of Austria, Napoleon flew into a rage and hurled a priceless cabaret set to the floor, shattering it. "This is what will happen to Austria," he shouted. "Your empire is an old maidservant, accustomed to being raped by all and sundry." The Austrian diplomats, alarmed by this act of casual destruction, quickly agreed to his terms and signed the Treaty of Campo Formio. Chapter 1. It was something you didn't often see on the expressway. A factory-conditioned 48 Chevy Woody, glossy black.